Hey guys, what is up? It's Holden Twist, and I'm bringing to you my podcast, Living Life in Quarantine. Now, I'm going to kind of rewind into my first episode that I made, where I kind of got into all the possibilities and, you know, facts for how this corona started, where I went through all the little things that could lead up to it, and what all these big league scientists, I guess you could call them, are thinking. And anyways, I'm going to get back into it. I'm only going off of what I remember, of course, and what I remember reading. So basically, because since I have actually been thinking a lot about it, I may not be no professional in this stuff at all when I read that stuff that I told you guys in the first episode. But it kind of got my mind thinking, maybe it's just those bats again, because they think it's linked to bats and how people in China ate bats, and you know, bats are gross and carry a lot of stuff. And I have I may not be no professional when I read. They compared it to SARS, as I mentioned in the first episode, which is the disease in 2003, which is kind of similar, but not near as bad. There was nothing closing down or anything, but people were getting pretty ill. It kind of makes sense. Now, SARS was not near as bad, of course. I talked to my dad about it the other day while we were fishing, and I asked about the SARS because, you know, I was too young to kind of remember it. He didn't have much to say because it really had no effect on many people. He did say it never turned into a pandemic like what we are in now. So yes, there is no doubt in my mind that coronavirus is worse than SARS or SARS. But could they have started the same way? Just this time with a worse effect? So, yeah. I'm thinking what happened is SARS didn't spread or become as bad as corona is now, of course, because I mean, corona's killed like 50,000 people in just the US. just something to get your mind boggling. They are both started by bats, supposedly. Anyways, back to today's podcast. We are going to go over why it's best if we just stay home, and I'm going to share a gross story as well, so just be ready for that. It's terrible. To begin, the state recommended us to be out of school during this time, so we are not near so many people, because it all started as, if there's more of a group of 100, then it has to be closed down, because there's just a high chance of spreading. Now it's just like, if you're by another person, yeah, it's worse now, but so basically, it's better just to stay home. It's better for your health and everyone else's health, and just get over this. So the state recommended us to stay out of school. It's not just some break from school, so why go to stores if you don't need to be there? When my family goes to stores now, they don't let us go in with them. Just my mom and dad go in, because that's just a bunch of unadded people in a store. Then once they get back in the car, we have homemade hand sanitizer we made, and we put it on their hands. It has certainly turned into something we are used to now. By now, at the beginning of all this, I never thought I could make it through it or get used to it. But I definitely proved myself wrong. So I'm kind of going to get into that gross story. So I was working one day, and I was on break or just getting off work. I couldn't remember. But I just remember calling my mom, and we talked for a minute like usual, and then she was like, oh yeah, we went to Stokes today, and the higher-ups in the store was letting their kids wander, you know, like wander around the store. They were walking around touching stuff, and even like the glass in the frozen food aisle, and the door handles and stuff. I was like, oh. I found that very gross and slightly disturbing, and didn't have much to say about it. Other than, why? Just why? I'm sure nobody wants to hear that, and I'm sure the kids are perfectly healthy, but what do I know? Anyways, so it really is a big deal to try and stay home and not be out and around other people if you don't have to be. Like, if you're going out because you're out of something you need for food, or if you're out of just something necessity, it's a different story. But if you're out just because you're bored and walking around, I feel like you probably should just not be doing that, because honestly, you're just gonna make it worse. That's not me saying it, that's the state, and all these professionals are saying it, because it's honestly so contagious. And it just helps the spread if you just stay home. And yeah, just stay home. You think Trump has all these professionals and him himself recommending all this stuff for no reason? You think they're just joking around? No. They are being 110% smart, because they want it gone. So do I. You think the check to our families was just a handout? No, it was because a lot of people are not working and are without jobs at this moment, because they're not jobs that have to be going. They're not. So, like, haircutting places, you don't need your hair cut, so they're closed. Places like food companies that produce food, they have to stay open. My dad works for one of those companies. So all I'm saying is, just stay home. Wash your hands when you go out, when you have to go out. Come home, wash your hands, take a shower, get rid of all the germs on you. Don't touch a lot of things when you're gone, just the stuff you want to touch or need to touch. And stay clean and sanitized and stay healthy. Let's keep this spread from getting any worse, and let's hope we can go back to school one of these days, or next school year. Anyways, thank you guys. Bye. Figured it would just stayed over there and just kind of gone away, but no. Nope. New York has been hit so hard with this. According to New York Times, in 4 weeks, 22 million Americans have lost their jobs. That's a lot of people without jobs. And just in Idaho, just here, 1,453 confirmed cases and 33 deaths. That's quite a bit, really. Just in the U.S. all around, 644,746 confirmed cases, 52,663 have recovered, 28,593 dead, New York being the top with 213,779 confirmed, 17,089 recovered, 11,586 dead. So New York has made up most of our total, making the U.S. the hardest hit death-wise. That's a lot of deaths for the virus, where really, us Americans had. It mostly started here in America around January. So if you think about it, it's only been about 4 months. So anyways, this is my rundown on this. Trump is trying his hardest to make our lives as good as he can, because, I mean, most of us can't work unless the job is something important. So he sent out a check for all of us. If we've all got it, great. I hope so. But I just want everyone to realize we have a pretty good president to help us out. Thank you, guys.